Dr. Richard Lako, the incident manager for COVID-19 operations at the National Health Ministry, told the reporters yesterday during a weekly briefing that his ministry realized the AstraZeneca vaccine would expire 2 weeks after it arrived in Juba.
It came into the country, and when it reached here, we later discovered that I think the life shelf of this vaccine is just 14 days, remain 14 days. So immediately we start engaging, because we were looking at the capacity, the 60,000, to start doing vaccinated them. Even if we start with them, we may not be able to finish. So the ministry are now engaging the African Union and the team with regard to that effect.
Lako says the health ministry stopped administering the vaccine when it expired and is working with the country's drug and food control authority to dispose of it.
Not all medicines disposal can be done easily. Vaccines are very difficult, and it has to be handled also differently. The Drug and Food Control Authority already led the policy, which was already we as a ministry also we have to abide with. And now our engagement with the EU, with African Union and the other people, is to see how we deal with this. It's not something that is going to be used.
World Health Organization officials present at the briefing declined to answer questions about the vaccine's expiration date. But India's drug regulator has allowed the AstraZeneca vaccine to be used for up to 9 months from its manufacture date, as opposed to the prescribed 6 months, according to a document reviewed by Reuters. The approval, which was given to a licensed version of the drug made by the Serum Institute of India and has been exported to dozens of countries, including South Sudan, could help health authorities minimize waste of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Guyo Argata Guracha, the WHO emergency team leader in South Sudan, noted that the vaccine's expiration is different from the vaccine's self-life.
From a WHO point of view, these are new vaccines. The expiry or the, you know, it's called shelf life, not even expiry, that really shelf life. The shelf life, actually, let it be shelf life. We don't have to talk about expiry date. The shelf life of this vaccine is 6 months for now, but we cannot say that it's really expired, but we can talk of the shelf life, which is 6 months.
The vaccine from MTN and the African Union arrived in Juba shortly after South Sudan received 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the COVAX facility, a global collaboration to speed up the production and equitable access to COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines. Dr. Lako says the latest donated AstraZeneca vaccine doses have not expired and remain usable up to July. Lako says 2,000 people, mostly healthy workers, have been vaccinated in South Sudan. The government recently lifted a partial lockdown on the country after it registered a significant drop in the number of COVID-19 cases. However, Dr. Lako says lifting the lockdown doesn't mean the public should no longer wear face masks or social distance.
The cases are coming down, but again, as my colleague has said, is still COVID is there. We still have some pockets of still reporting areas. We have actually spotted in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we are seeing still places like Tariang, Pamer, Numule, Mapirutbid, and Agog in particular. Those sites, we are seeing some high number of positivity rates.
To date, South Sudan has confirmed 10,475 positive cases, 10,215 recoveries, and 114 COVID-19 deaths. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.